Thank you for joining us for the True Life Fellowship Church podcast. Here is today's message from Pastor Devon Alexander.
Open your Bibles to John chapter 10 and meet me at verse 10. John chapter 10 and verse 10. Thank you guys for your attendance. Thank you everybody online. Thank you everybody listening to the podcast. John chapter 10, verse 10, the Lord Jesus says to us, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Over the last several weeks, maybe even months, we've been talking about this verse. This is a verse that distinguishes between the thief and the Lord Jesus himself. Matter of fact, in July of 2011, the Lord asked me, or I should say the word commanded me, to start True Life Fellowship Church, and it was based off of this verse. He said, "I want my people to experience true life, that there is more to life than what we have been experiencing." And the Lord told me that my people are waiting to get to heaven to experience the life I've intended for them, but I want them to experience true life right here on the earth. And he gave me this verse in John chapter 10, and Jesus distinguishes right here between the thief. The thief has one sole purpose and agenda, and his purpose and agenda is to steal and to kill and to destroy. But on the contrary, Jesus came to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. In the Amplified, it says, "till it's full, until it overflows." The New Living Translation says that we are to enjoy a satisfying life. And so if anything has with it stealing, killing, and destroying, we can determine who is behind that. It is the thief. And anything that is dealing with life and life more abundantly, we can determine who's behind that, and it is Jesus. And one of the misconceptions that we have today is everybody tends to attribute anything that happens on the earth as if it's God's fault. So your dog got run over by the FedEx truck, and that was, you know, people say that was God's will. No, the thief stole and killed your dog, okay? There is a devil, there is an opponent, there is an adversary, and we tend to believe that everything that happens is under God's will and God's plan. But in this verse, we see that there is a plan. The plan of Jesus is to give you life and life more abundantly. And the plan of the thief is to steal, to take without your permission, to kill, to sacrifice, cause you to sacrifice your dreams and goals and visions, and to destroy your life, your relationship, ultimately you entirely, so that you are not able to be put back together. This is the goal of the thief, and Satan himself is the thief. But Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. And through the salvation process, when you gave your life to Jesus, he gave you everything that you need in order to pertain unto the life and godliness. You are not lacking in any area of your life. You have it all right now. Everything you need, Jesus gave it to you, and the thief is trying to steal it from you. I like to use this example. The thief cannot steal my Lamborghini. You know why? Because I don't own a Lamborghini. All right? So he can't steal anything that you don't possess. This is why he's trying to steal from you, because you already possess every good thing that God has for you. You're not trying to earn it. You're not trying to work for it. You already have it now, and the thief is trying to take it from you. And so today, I want to expose the thief. The thief is trying to take your health. The thief is trying to steal your joy. The thief is trying to steal your peace. The thief is trying to destroy your relationships. The thief is trying to attack your mindset. The thief is trying to take from you. And what's interesting is Jesus didn't call him a robber. He called him a thief. So a robber is someone that's going to attempt to bop you over the head with something and take anything that's valuable from you. That's a robber. But a thief is going to do it covertly. The thief is going to be sneaky. The thief is going to use trickery. The thief is going to be a pickpocket. He's going to take from you without you even knowing it. So it's amazing how Jesus tells us he's not going to roll up on you and hit you upside the head. He's going to do it when you expect him the least to take something from you. He's going to come as an angel of light. And he's going to come and he's going to try to take everything you have. And today I want to expose the thief and I want to stop him right in his tracks. And I want to talk primarily today about the thief taking your money. Let me say it again. I want to talk primarily today about the thief taking your money. Amen. We're going to talk about today because God has given us prosperity. God has given us more than enough. And the thief sees that and he wants to take it from you. Go with me real quick to Ephesians chapter 6 and meet me at verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6 and meet me at verse 10. And we are going to read through to verse 12. The Apostle Paul says to us in this passage of scripture, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles." Somebody shout, wiles. Say it again, wiles of the devil. Let's look at verse 12. "For we do not wrestle," watch this, "against flesh and blood." People are not our enemy, but against principalities, they're invisible. Against powers, they're invisible. Against the rulers of the darkness of this age, they're invisible. Against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. All these opponents and adversaries are invisible. But notice, we're not fighting against humanity or flesh and blood. And the enemy has wiles that he wants to place against us. And these wiles include scams, schemes, strategies, tactics, tricks, and cons. All right. So this enemy is a con artist and he wants to steal from you through various means of deception and trickery. And if I will give him some props here, he is a persistent foe. And listen to me. And the enemy is very good at stealing, killing, and destroying. He's been around humanity for a very long time, and he's very good at killing, stealing, and destroying. And so today, I want to help you keep some money in your pocket because I'm tired of the thief stealing from us. If you agree, shout amen.
Amen.
According to the FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission, people in the United States reported losing more than $10 billion. To scams in 2023. That's over $1 billion more than the year before. Matter of fact, in 2022, it was 8.8 billion. 2023, it's 10 billion. And they're projecting 2024 to be even higher than that. To give you some perspective, according to the most recent valuations from Forbes, the Dallas Cowboys, who are the most profitable franchise in all of American sports, is worth $9 billion. So in 1 year, scams have taken $10 billion out of people. Now, do me a favor, if you don't mind, and raise your hand if you're under 60 years old. Raise your hand if you're under 60. Look, most people in here are under 60. You are the most targeted group for scams. Under 60 is the most targeted group, and younger generations fall prey to this kind of thing at higher rates than their elders. Now, ironically, anyone over 60, and if you did raise your hand, listen to me, anyone over 60 is more prone to give up more money to a scam than someone under 60, but more opportunity to be taken advantage of happens to those under 60 than over 60, all right? And so over 60 fall prey to larger amounts of money. And everyone that who falls victim to a scam often believes, it won't happen to me. It won't happen to me. Over the last several weeks, I've been hearing about people falling victim to scams. I've been hearing about And these scams are very, very clever. They're very sneaky. I gave y'all an example last week, and I'll do it again. A friend of mine saw a Facebook post from a lady in his church. And he said, "Hey, sis," he contacted her through Messenger. "Hey, sis, I see you got some furniture for sale. We could use this furniture." And the scam artist wrote back and said, "Hey, brother, yeah, I got this stuff for sale. The only thing I ask is if you put down a $500 deposit on it." Now, putting down a deposit is very common on things. I've purchased stuff by putting down deposits first. Very common. He said, "I will." She said, we don't know if it was she or he or it or an alien or I don't know what it was on the other end. And he said, "I will." And he did. And lo and behold, he never heard back. He actually contacted the pastor of the church and never heard back from Sister So-and-so. So the pastor said, "Well, let me contact Sister So-and-so." Come to find out, Sister So-and-so didn't put that on Facebook. Sister So-and-so had nothing to do with that. Someone impersonated someone he thought he knew. He said he had talked to her in church before and had relations with her conversations with her in church before. And this person was impersonating a scam artist, took the deposit money. I've heard of situations where, here's one that I'll tell you about. Well, I'll wait to tell, remind me, Kurt, to tell the story at the end. I'll wait to tell the story at the end, this one in particular. But I'll tell you another one I recently heard about, and I've been getting a lot of emails and a lot of texts from people saying, "Pastor, you're on this topic. I've been scammed out of $1,000 here. I've been scammed out of $17,000 here. I've been scammed out of $400,000 here." This one particular person, they had an app. Someone gave them an app and said, "On this app, what we can do is you can give some money towards this app, and it would sit in an account, and it will create some interest." And on the app, he saw the interest. He saw it accumulating. He's like, "I'm making money." Well, then he tried to pull some money out, and they said, and I don't remember the exact word, so please forgive me. Don't hold me to this. I'm going to make up a word, okay, because I don't remember the exact word. Trooping. That's the word I just made up, okay? They said, "You've been convicted of trooping." And he was like, "What in the world is trooping?" And so he did some research, and they called back and act like they were doing some things. Yep, you've been convicted of trooping. But here's what you ought to do. In order to get over this, you need to give $47,000. And here's what you'll do to get over trooping. And what we're going to do is we're going to put half of that in there for you, and you just put the other half. No, forgive me. It was $100,000. You put 50, and we'll put 50. And he looked at the app, and they put 50. Well, then he put the 50. Money gone. Accumulated over time, $400,000. $400,000, and he had an app. This was a real app that looked like it was calculating money and interest and that sort of thing. These guys are good, and Satan is behind it. Satan is behind this. He's a thief. I heard of another situation where someone was actually, I told y'all last week, I'll tell you again, he went to a site. This man said that he gives tattoos. I went to the barbershop, or somebody in the barbershop told me this story. He said, if you buy it online, 20% off. So he said, "I'll buy it online." He said, "I'm located at this tattoo shop," so on and so forth. He bought it online, goes to the shop. They ain't never even heard of the dude. Scam. And they only have to be right one time. They will be all day long behind a computer scamming, and they only have to be right once. Just yesterday, I received a text. So, you know, we got tollways here now. I don't like that, by the way, but we got tollways here in North Carolina, and mine is on a recurring basis. I have a credit card that it goes and it charges the card, right? I get a text just yesterday saying, "You are over, by $13, but if you don't pay this, now there's a $50 late fee." I said, "That can't be true because my thing's on recurring." I went straight to the website of the toll company, and immediately the first thing that popped up, there are text scams happening. Do not click on the link. Don't do it. Right? And I knew that couldn't be right, but here you are thinking, well, I do have a toll. They only have to be right one time. I do have a toll. Well, maybe that's correct. You click on it, they ask for information, boom. They got your buddy. And so what typically happens when we get scammed, and these guys are good, okay? They're very good. Satan is good at this. What typically happens is we're too eager and we're too trusting. And we feel too invincible. Okay? We're too eager. Here's the deal. That's a great price. That looks wonderful. And then we begin to trust. And someone's over there saying, yep, I gotcha. And it's Satan himself. Gotcha. Send me, they'll start, and they're very persistent. And they're very consistent. You know, send me $300. And okay, now there's this one that got caught. And I've been hearing of a lot lately here. When I started talking about this, people started emailing me. Here's one. They sent someone $300. It wrote back. The $300 didn't go through. They were trying to purchase something. So they sent them another $300. And they said, oh, man, it's not going through. It's going through the entire time. And they were able to send a text back when it went through. This is how much elaborate they are, how much attention they put into this to keep getting money from you. And so what should you and I learn? Because we're too eager, okay? We're too trusting and we feel too invincible. I want you to know that scams can happen to you. I need for you to hear it. Well, it won't happen to me. It can happen to you. Well, you don't know why? I'm too smart for that. They smart too. And they do it 24 hours a day. It can happen to you. So don't feel too invincible. Humble yourself right now and say, Lord, if you don't help me, Scripture says that, in Isaiah, 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But it doesn't mean the weapon won't be formed. So humble yourself and say, man, this could happen. And so I need to be aware. What should you and I learn? We should learn to use wisdom when engaging in financial transactions with individuals you have yet to meet face to face. Use wisdom. Use caution. Scripture says that we're to be wise as serpents. What does that mean? That means we're to be cautious and to use wisdom. If you don't know the person, do not send them any money. Zelle and Apple Pay are instant. Listen to me. The money goes instantly. There's nothing your bank can do about it. They'll try to warn you before you send it. Instantly, it goes. You can call them up. We can't do anything about it. It's gone. A lot of these scammers want you to send money through Zelle, Apple, gift cards, cryptocurrency. And if you don't understand cryptocurrency, stay away from it. I have a financial background, and I don't understand cryptocurrency. So I stay away from it. If I don't understand, I don't get involved in it. They want you to send money these ways because they want you to trust them. If you ever see me on Facebook saying, hey, I'm in trouble, send Pastor Devon some money, don't do it. I have been hacked. Well, I know Pastor Devon. That's not me. Listen, I will never ask you to do that. Hear me clearly. Call. Tanel says she will call me. Call me. Pastor, is that you? Are you in trouble? Are you in jail? You need some money? I'm in jail, Tanel. Help me. Call me. Well, that's Pastor. He need money. I want to help Pastor. It ain't me. Somebody has hacked into my account. And they're impersonating me. Okay? And if you ever see anything, me asking you for money, it's not me. I'm not asking you for money. It's not me. They're impersonating me. Okay? So I want you to be very wise, okay? Because when giving money to people you have never met, more than likely it is a scam. I know you want to trust. I know you want to act like, I know, I got a good feeling about it. More than like $10 billion. We're not talking about a little bit of money here. And all they want to do is get you Get you, if they can just get you one time, they can get you. Get you. Now, I'm not even going to get into the other scams of identity theft and fraud. And anybody, listen, let me say this. I'm not raising dumb sheep today, okay? Are y'all intelligent and smart? Amen? Are y'all okay with this? Someone call you? Anybody that calls you, be leery. Now, if you call them, that might be a little different story. But if they call you, hey, I'm so-and-so from Wells Fargo Bank. Now, who are you? What is your identification number? Matter of fact, I'm going to call you. Hang up the phone. Let me call you. And then, even then, they give you some phony number. Don't call the number they gave you. Listen to me. You pick up the 800 number on the back of your debit card. Did y'all call me? No, we didn't call you. Scam. A friend of mine, he said he was on Apple. And Apple, Apple's not supposed to be able to get hacked. He was on an Apple computer and something on the screen popped up on the screen. And it was his son. His son told me. Something popped on the screen and said, call this number. This computer has some malware or something. So he called the number. They asked him for debit cards and all type of numbers. He gave it to him. Right. He's thinking, right, because we're too trusting. I'm frustrated about this. Because the enemy wants to take from us. He gave him the information. Money gone. Did y'all hear about the celebrity? I can't remember his name right now. There you go. Say it one more time. Say it louder. Andy Cohen. He had lost his debit card. All of a sudden, he gets a call saying, have you lost your debit card? Yes. Yes, I have. Thank y'all so much for calling. Yes. Well, we need these numbers. He starts giving numbers thinking, they're guessing. They're fishing. They're fishing. They're fishing. He gives them the numbers. He stays on the phone with them an hour. He's sharing this and that. And he's online. And they're talking to him like they're from the bank. And then somehow they asked for a certain number. He didn't know what he was given, but he was actually giving them the wire transfer numbers. He didn't know it. Come to find out, he didn't even tell the world. But come to find out, all of the money in his account was gone. And we don't know how much it was. They transferred right on out the account. And let me say one more thing to you. These people rarely get caught. They said something like less. I've been doing some research, can't you tell? Something like less than 1% of them actually ever get caught. You can file with the IRS, and I encourage you to do that and all that. Or not the IRS, the government. I encourage you. But these guys are hiding behind fake names, computers. It's not like the old days where they walk up on you. Knock on the door. Hey, I'm selling some Kool-Aid. I don't want your Kool-Aid. It's get it. Come. No, what they used to do steak. Did y'all ever get people come knock on your door selling some steak? I got some steak. I don't want that steak. Yeah, I got some. And then where your truck? It'll be here. Give me the money first, and the truck come. No, they're not doing that no more. We know that. Now they're getting behind this computer, and they're using artificial intelligence, which is really good. If you hear your mom call you, hey, I'm stuck somewhere. I need somebody right now. That ain't your mom. That's somebody using artificial intelligence of the voice trying to get some money from you. I'm not built this way, guys. I'm built to be optimistic and to be trusting. But when it comes to your money, I don't want you to be trusting. I want you to be very cautious. I want you to ask a lot of questions. And I want you to be very leery of someone trying to get you involved in something, because these guys are extremely good at their job. I feel like the Apostle Paul this morning. Sometimes if you read through the Corinthians, he says, this is what the Lord says. And then there are times he says, this is my advice. And so this is my advice. Be leery. Be weary of scams and people trying to get you to get some money from you. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Now, I got some good news for you. Ready for some good news? Many of us have been involved in falling victim to scams. And the way we feel, I mean, I'm not asking you to raise your hand, because many of you say yes. Even after church last Sunday, a lot of people came to me and said, yes, I've fallen victim to a scam. Scams in churches. You know, I trusted somebody in the church. You know, scams at work. I mean, just scam schemes and tactics and tricks to get money from me, and they're very good. And so the emotions we experience are embarrassment, right? Anger, disappointed. We become hesitant. We become uncertain. We become unsure of ourselves. And we are filled with shame. And Isaiah 61, verse 7 in the New Living Translation, Isaiah 61, verse 7, it says, instead of shame and dishonor, look what the Lord would do. You will enjoy a double share of honor. Glory to God. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. Now watch this. The word of the Lord here is that you shall receive double for your trouble. Hallelujah. You're going to get double honor because of there was shame. God's going to vindicate you. God's going to restore you, and he's not going to restore you back to original. He's going to give you double. Come on, somebody shout double. Double means twice the amount or twice the quantity. It also means two times as much. Double honor for your shame. Double honor for your trouble. Double honor for your embarrassment. The Lord's going to give you double. Once again, shout double.
Double.
Zechariah 9 and 12. Zechariah 9 and 12. Look what it says here in Zechariah 9 and verse 12. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. Come on, somebody shout double.
Double.
Earlier this week, the Lord started talking to me. As I was studying this, the Lord started telling me, teach the people that I want to restore double. They've been embarrassed. They've been shamed. They've been taken advantage of. And maybe there have been years in your life that has been stolen. Maybe your health has been stolen. Obviously, maybe there's been money that has been cheated from you, scammed and stolen. The Lord says here in Zechariah 9:12, put it back on the screen. Even today, I declare that I will restore. Somebody shout double.
Double.
Shout it like you mean it. Double.
Double.
He's going to restore double to you. I got a word from the Lord. Are you ready for this word? Kirk, help me out with this word. The Lord told me to tell you, whatever's been stolen, whatever's been scammed, whatever's been cheated, God will restore double to you. Come on, somebody say amen. Come on, say amen. Double, 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 double. Say this after me. God is doubly restoring the years and the money that was stolen from me. Give the Lord some praise for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For there to be a restoration, there must be a theft. Okay? For there to be a restoration, there must be a theft. And God is saying, I'm going to restore double unto you. That word restore means to bring back together better than original. Somebody shout double. The Lord wants to bring restoration in the areas of your life where you have experienced loss. Restoration in those areas where you've experienced loss. God is able to turn things around for you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
God is able to restore you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And when God restores, it is always better in quality and in quantity. And I know many of you have been stolen from, like I said, health or money. You've been stolen from. God is able, and he wants to. He wants to restore unto you double for your shame and give you prosperity. If you agree, make some noise in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stop looking at everything you've lost and start looking at everything you have left and start thanking God for it. Amen. Stop looking at what you've lost. Start looking at what you have left and begin to thank God for it, because God promises on every seed sown, on every gift given, he's promised a return, and he's also promised in scripture on everything stolen that you will be returned. And here, the Lord's telling us he's going to return it double. Double. Say double.
Double.
Say it again. Double.
Double.
One more time. Say double.
Double.
Now, God's restoration involves receiving double for whatever has been lost and whatever has been stolen. Double. All week long, I've been thinking about this word double. 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 I don't want to say any names, but many of you have talked to me about what's been stolen. I'm telling you, double, by the grace of God, double is coming back to you in the name of, I don't care if it happened 20 years ago. Double is coming back to you in the name of Jesus. I don't care if it happened recently. Double is coming back to you in Jesus' name. Any scam, any theft, any secrecy, any trickery, any deception, God wants to restore double to you in Jesus' name. Double, double, double in the name of Jesus. Double, 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 double. Get your calculator out and just start calculating what is double of what was stolen. That was stolen double. I'm believing God for double taken from me and double stolen. Look here real quick. How to receive the double. Are you ready for this? How to receive the double. Now, this is going to challenge you what I'm about to say, okay? How to receive the double. In Job chapter 42, and look at verse 10. Job chapter 42 and verse 10. And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Now, pay attention to what I'm about to say. Job's friends misrepresented God to him. And Job's friends also misrepresented him, began to tell him that the reason why you're going through this dilemma is because you have sinned and you have done all of this bad things, and this is why you're going through these 6 to 9 months of calamity in your life. And then they begin to misrepresent God to him. And God wasn't happy in Job 42 about this misrepresentation. And he says some things to the friends. And here in verse 10, Job prayed for his friends. And the Lord restored to him. The Lord gave him twice as much. I got to share something with y'all. This is very personal. I debated sharing it, but I'm a man of no reputation. I don't care what y'all think. I was looking, you know, you guys know that my daughter is in Italy. She's studying abroad. And man, the goal was to get her a car. You know what I mean? And ultimately, the plan is to give her my car, and then I get a new car. Ain't that, that's a good plan, right? And so we begin to, you know, look for some cars, and someone came to me and via Facebook. And I submit this to you. This is the study I've researched. Most scams occur on Facebook. That's just a study. You can trust it if you want. Most scams occur on Facebook. Someone said, hey, a friend of mine's selling a car. It was a great price, good car. I had the money to get it. Master, that'd be a good car for Zai, right? Man, that's awesome. This is a friend that came to me. Okay, I know this guy. This car, my friend, he said, my friend is selling a car. He said, all we want is a deposit. Now, this guy is, no, let me back up. The friend didn't say all we want is a deposit. He connected me with the friend. And he said, all I'm looking for is a deposit on it. This car's going fast. Everybody's asking for it. I said, man, this price great. It looks good. I've done that before in purchases of cars. I typically like to, I like cash cars, you know, and so I've done that before. And I said, man, yeah, I said, man, you came very vowed. She goes, oh, I'm a Christian, man. Well, the dude that vowed said he's a strong Christian man, known him for 30 years, strong Christian man. So I'm a Christian man. He said, man, just put a deposit down and we'll take it off Facebook. I said, man, great, boom. Never heard from him again. I called the friend. I'm about to fight the friend. He said, what happened? What? So he reaches out. He goes, I talked to him. He told me about the car. He reaches out. He can't get a hold of the friend. Then he says, I know what church he goes to. I'm calling the pastor. He called the pastor. And this was a pastor too, this particular friend. Called the pastor of that church. They got in contact with the friend. The friend said, I ain't selling nothing. He said, but I talked to you. He said, you ain't never talked to me. He was talking to somebody that impersonating someone else. And he said, listen, he said, that same scam artist tried to get me to do the same thing. He said, I didn't do it because I figured we don't really need an extra car right now. I said, well, I was thinking about my daughter, right? Same thing. So, you know, I'm questioning my friend now. You got something. He's like, I promise you, I don't know nothing about this. I don't know. Well, immediately when I found out it was a scam and all this, I was upset. I said, oh my gosh, I vouched for this guy, or this guy vouched for him. I gave the money and it wasn't even him. I pronounced a curse on that person. I was upset. I said, I curse them. May they crawl and never walk again. Come on, that's what I did. That's what I did. Hey, y'all can leave the churches if you want. I cursed them. Stacy was looking at me. I said, I curse you wherever you are. I bring a curse against you. Curse shall your kids be. Curse shall be the fruit of your womb. Curse shall your money be. May all that money come out. And man, I was upset. I was upset, brother. I was upset. I cursed him. Now, I didn't say any curse words, but I cursed him or her or whatever it was. I felt good about myself. I said, watch. I said, watch and see Stacy. Stacy looking at me like, oh, Lord, I never seen him walk around the house cursing. She looked. She was like, oh, Lord. She backed up. She didn't say nothing, though. She kind of backed up. And I start cursing the kids and everybody. Everybody's cursed. Take my money, you curse. Talked to another pastor friend of mine, and I shared it with him. He's like, well, he thought something else going on. He said, let's go. Let's go to the house. He said, I got my guns and stuff. Let's go. I said, no, this ain't. This is another type of scam, okay? I was like, I don't even think the man even lives there, because he's like, oh, I see what you're saying. He's like, oh, man, I'm sorry. And so I told him, I said, I cursed that dude, woman, I don't know what it, whatever it was, I cursed it. And he goes, man, and he told me a story. He said, when I was little, our house got broken into. And they took everything. And he said, and when we came in, it was ravaged through and all of our stuff gone. He said, it was 3 or 4 days. We couldn't sleep, you know, because of the trauma that took place. He said, our dad gathered us all together. And dad said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to forgive them. And we're going to sow all this stuff as a seed. And he said, we didn't want to do it. He said, but dad made us. We're going to forgive them. Now, I want you to hear something, because I think I'm going to talk a little bit more about this next week. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting, nor does it mean excusing an offense. Okay? We're not excusing an offense. If the police catch them when they told the stuff, they need to go to jail. And we will press charges, whatever the case may be. Are you listening to me? So it's not excusing an offense. It's a conscious and deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment and vengeance towards a person or group of people who harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. All right? So listen to me. He said, we forgave them. Not that they don't need to be held guilty if they're caught, but we forgave them. And he said, man, he said, within 1 week, people were out of the blue. They didn't even know about it, calling us. Hey, do y'all need some furniture? We got some furniture. I mean, stuff got replaced within a week after we forgave them. I said, wow. And I saw this verse in Job 42:10 when he prayed for them. God restored double. Now, because of God's grace and because you have the Spirit of God living inside of you, you have the ability to pray for your enemies. Now, if you don't have Jesus, you don't have the ability to do that. But if you do, God's love resides on the inside of you. You have the ability to pray for your enemies. And many of you have been stolen from. Many of you have been cheated out of. Now, the devil is still the culprit. All right? We're not letting him loose. We don't forgive him. Okay? He owes us sevenfold. That's what scripture says. If the thief be caught, he owes sevenfold. But from the person, remember, we're not fighting against humanity. We're fighting against invisible spiritual enemies that are controlling these human beings. When Job prayed for them, put it on the screen, guys, if you don't mind again, Job 42:10. And the Lord restored Job's losses. When did he do that? When he prayed for his friend. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. I begin to say, that person that took that money, that deposit money from me, I begin to say, I forgive them. I said, now, devil, you owe me. But that person, I forgive. And now I'm a candidate to receive how much? Double. Say, shout again. How much am I candidate to receive?
Double.
I'm looking forward for double to come back to me. Double. Double. Somebody say double.
Double.
I hold no animosity. No animosity. Now, I wouldn't invite them over for dinner if I figured out who they were. But I did. I dropped it. I said, you know what? When my friend told me that story, I said, you know what? I forgive them for stealing from me, and now I'm going to receive double. Like Job, when you forgive, you will come out better, improved, increased, and multiplied. Stand to your feet, and I want us to do this today. If someone has stolen from you, scammed you, cheated you, took advantage of you, maybe years of your life, maybe, close your eyes right now, maybe it's a parent, and they've taken from you, I want you to be a candidate for the double this morning. April 21st is the day that we became a candidate to receive double. Say this after me. If you want to receive double, say, Lord Jesus, I forgive that person for scamming me, scheming me, stealing from me, using deceit and tactics to cause me to trust them. I forgive them. Now look at me. Something spiritual just was released right now. I forgive them. Can't do this in the natural. You can only do it in the spirit realm. I forgive them. Now, I want you to get your voice into a posture of hostility. Are you ready? We're going to talk to the devil right now. You ready? You don't patty cake him. You command him. Are you ready? Say, Satan, send my money back. Send my time back.
Double.
Seven. sevenfold. Now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're not fighting flesh and blood. They're demon possessed. They don't know no better. I pray that person give their life to Jesus. I do. I did even that time. I said I prayed after I cursed them and I talked to my pastor or my pastor friend. He told me, he said, let's pray that they give their life to Jesus. I said, yeah. Man, them, whatever. Satan, I'm expecting sevenfold return. The Lord said he's going to give us double in the name of Jesus. How many would be honest? You be honest. I've been transparent before. You be honest and you've been scammed, stolen from, cheated. Let me see your hands. See, look at this. Look at this. Almost everybody in the building. Look at this. This is relevant what we're talking about. And we all felt embarrassed and shamed. And we all felt like, I can't trust anymore. But what we did today, we released them, and now we're a candidate for the double. And this is how we experience true life.
You have been listening to the ministry of Devon Alexander, pastor of True Life Fellowship Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. For more information, go to our website at www.truelifefc.org. You can also support this ministry financially through our website. Thank you, and remember to love, learn, live, and lead.